This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Tonight's speech by President Bush is an effort to lay out his plans for the future of Iraq. The president is speaking at the U.S. Army War College 5 weeks before the transfer of power to Iraqis and 5 months before the U.S. election. This morning we're going to get a survey on the current situation in Iraq from NPR's Eric Westervelt, who's in Baghdad. And Eric, what's been happening there today?
Well, Steve, there have been multiple explosions and attacks today in Baghdad. There was an attack right near one of the main entrances to the U.S. headquarters in Baghdad. Apparently, a rocket-propelled grenade struck an SUV. At least two foreigners, believed to be British nationals, were killed in this attack, and two others were injured. Later, several mortar rounds struck the same heavily guarded area known as the Green Zone. So far, a U.S. military official says there are no reports of casualties from the mortar attacks.
Now, the U.S. military also says, though, that it scored some successes over the weekend against the forces of Muqtada al-Sadr, the Shiite cleric who's been leading an uprising. What's happening there?
In Kufa over the weekend, the 1st Armored Division moved into the center of that town, which is right next to the holy city of Najaf and a base for Sadr. He regularly gives Friday sermons in Kufa, Steve. So it appears the U.S. is kind of closing in on one of Sadr's main strongholds. At least 30 people, Sadr militiamen, were killed, according to the U.S., including in a firefight near a main mosque, the Saleh Mosque, which the Americans say Sadr was using as a firing position. Iraqi and U.S. troops later searched that mosque, Steve, and found a large weapons cache, which some Shiite leaders have denounced as a violation.
So there's been some fighting in that southern Iraqi city, but in Karbala, a very large city nearby, it's been quiet for 48 hours. How so?
Well, it's been interesting. It has been quiet there. A senior U.S. official in Baghdad tells us it appears that Sadr's forces in Karbala have pulled out. Now, it's not clear if this is a permanent pullout. I mean, this would come after weeks of sometimes intense fighting, but it is a significant development. Whether Sadr's men are simply laying low or have, in fact, completely pulled out of Karbala for good remains unclear. It's a bit puzzling to some U.S. commanders, but we talked to some folks on the phone in that city, and they said they're feeling a lot better about what's going on. They can move about the city. It's the first time in weeks that they felt safe to move around. And as we know, Karbala's economy is really based on the income from religious pilgrims visiting the shrines there. So far, so good in the last 48 hours in Karbala.
Now, hanging over all of this, of course, is the question of who is going to assume power in Iraq after June 30th. The UN Special Envoy, Lakhdar Brahimi, has been in Baghdad much of this month, talking with various Iraqi leaders and with Americans, trying to work out a plan. Where does that plan stand now?
Well, Steve, he's working mainly behind the scenes to help craft this caretaker government, choose the cabinet ministers and others who are going to run the day-to-day government functions and ministries, health, education, finance, foreign affairs. This interim body would kind of guide the country towards elections scheduled for early next year. His big challenge, I think, may be in trying to pick an Iraqi president, prime minister, and two vice presidents that meet some of the demands of these competing ethnic, religious, and tribal factions. Both Kurdish and Shiite leaders are pressing Brahimi for a top slot president or prime minister. And the Kurds have allegedly told Brahimi that they won't settle for a vice presidential post. So a lot of work remains just 5 weeks away from this handover to Iraqis.
And one other thing, Eric, as the president prepares to speak tonight, what kind of image does the United States have among Iraqis in general, at least the ones that you're able to speak with?
Well, it's a deeply battered image, and we've got images over the weekend of a disputed wedding party strike in western Iraq that the U.S. military says was a safe house for foreign fighters, and we've got images continued from the Abu Ghraib prison scandal. So many Iraqis simply don't believe the U.S. version of events, and they're unfortunately willing to kind of expect the worst from the U.S., and they're deeply disturbed over the continued images of abuse at Abu Ghraib.
That's NPR's Eric Westervelt in Baghdad. Eric, thanks.
You're welcome.